Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America, as well as around the world via the internet and satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, as well as our over-the-road truck drivers out there getting the job done, and our bulk mail center haulers out there, Felix and the gang, getting the job done as well. Now, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're also on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check us out by going to our website, too, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Simply, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us from founderscode.com, we have got Denise Simon. And good morning to you.
Good morning.
We have got our friend up in Denver that's been hanging on patiently on the telephone line. So let's go right to Denver, Colorado, listening to us on our Salem affiliate up there. Here we go. Good morning.
Oh, yeah. Hello there, Cap, and hello there, Denise.
Hey.
I just want to talk about the rhinos that are going to vote for Ms. Jackson to be on the Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, what's so sad about those three rhinos is that they're doing the bidding of the dark side, broken down, dumb donkey masters. And they don't have to vote for her. The dumb donkeys, they do have the votes to confirm her.
Right.
So it's really sad that they're voting with the dumb donkeys when the donkeys have the votes to confirm Ms. Jackson. Ms. Jackson is qualified, even though she may not know what the definition of a woman is, but she is qualified, you know, God bless her.
Mm.
And it's just really sad that the rhinos, as usual, instead of staying out of it and let the dumb donkeys do what they've always done for decades and generations, stay at it, let them vote her in, and you just fight another day. But, of course, you know, I guess they feel they're going to get something out of it politically. And of course, Lisa Murkowski, the senator from Alaska, she's coming up for re-election. And so, Denise, I was wondering, who do you think from the Republican Party, a true Republican, can run and get her out of that seat? Because the way she's acting, the way she's thinking is that it would take a lot to pry her cold, dead hands from that Senate seat. And Denise, you have a good morning and a good night.
Thank you. Okay, go ahead, Denise.
Oh, thank you. Alaska is kind of in some turmoil here. they've even got Sarah Palin that has now jumped in a congressional race.
Yep.
As far as these three senators that are voting for Ketanji, it kind of doesn't matter anymore, and that's really kind of where the safe part of the vote is, except for themselves, meaning Murkowski and Romney and Susan Collins. You know, Jackson is, she's an activist judge, and she's really not going to change the landscape of currently what the Supreme Court is made up of. However, I believe that it kind of entrenches the progressive judges on the bench to be maybe even more combative when it comes to the decisions that are made by the Supreme Court. I'm really kind of disgusted that it isn't just about not knowing what the definition of a woman is. It really kind of goes beyond that. She actually advocated at one point in Washington, D.C., to empty the jails in Washington, D.C. over COVID.
Yeah.
I'm really kind of disgusted with it. But when it comes to the race, there's a couple people that are in the Senate race in Alaska, but I'm not impressed with any of them. And that's kind of a sad situation here.
Well, there's 17 people running for that congressman seat that died.
Well, yeah, but I mean, she's talking about the on the Senate side to challenge Murkowski.
Mm-hmm.
And Murkowski, too, let's not forget she was one of the seven that voted to convict Trump as well. So, I think the Republican Party, such as it is, has a lot of work to do in Alaska, because I'm seeing Alaska going sideways very slowly, and I don't think the likes of Sarah Palin can necessarily hold it together. But
just one person.
That's right.
Running in a Congress seat that will give her less power than she had as governor.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I guess we'll wait and see. The jury's out, but we'll wait and see.
I'm not happy. Yeah, I'm not happy with any of it. But they didn't ask me, and they don't care what I think, so there we are.
Okay, here comes the music up in my ears. So we're going to go to break. But when we come back, folks, we're going to talk about the super tax plan out there. Joe Biden's got this super-duper deluxe, so it's going to save you money because it's not going to add anything to the budget and a deficit. It's going to be low, whatever. Yeah, sure. Give me a break. Be right back.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. I will do just that. This portion of the program brought to you by Geico, Geico Insurance. And Geico's been saving people money for 85 years, and they're currently the second-largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring some 25 million drivers, including me. Now, your local GEICO office or the GEICO website, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com, can help you find the coverage for just about anything you're driving. The car you're driving, maybe you got a truck. How about this? Maybe you got a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV. They can cover it all. But here's where you save the money. Bundle it with your homeowners, your renters, or your condo insurance policy. Bundle it all together, and you will save a boatload of money. I've done that, and believe me, it's the best way to go. And a lot of other people have, too, and they'll tell you the same thing. So, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, the website. Check them out. See what they can do for you. Maybe they'll save you some money like they did me. Okay. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
During the break, we were discussing a little something, and we're going to have a little chat about that. Let me see. Let me put this down. So I'll let you start, and then I'll follow in here.
Well, I mean, we can go a lot of places here.
Sure.
We can... Start with the Secret Service paying $30,000 a month to rent a house.
Isn't that amazing?
Hunter Biden.
Jesus.
Well, and he only paid $20,000 a month for the house that he's renting.
That's right.
So I'm sitting here looking at the house that the Secret Service is living in Malibu.
Mm-hmm.
Six bedrooms, six bathrooms. Ocean view. Quite the pool. and you enter through a gated motor court.
Mm-hmm.
It's, they call it resort style living at its finest.
Mm-hmm.
Open floor plans for French doors, optimal view, artisan tiles, antique style. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. And so as much trouble as Hunter is in, mm-hmm. I would say that he does need some pretty robust Secret Service. However, for Secret Service to be paying $30,000 a month to rent a house is outrageous.
It's nuts.
And they're doing this because they say they want to be close to him. Well, you know what? There's such a thing as a couple of vans
mm-hmm.
that can sit outside his residence that doesn't cost $30,000 a month to, you know.
No.
So we're being fleeced here. We're mm-hmm. absolutely being fleeced. And let's not forget, too, that allegedly the Secret Service was, they say, running out of money to protect Trump's family.
Yeah.
And they asked for an additional $60 million, $60 million to fulfill their duties. Ah, but wait a minute here. That it is hardly what was being spent during the Obama administration with all of his trips,
mm-hmm.
Martha's Vineyard and Hawaii and all that kind of stuff. And remember that Michelle was going to Aspen. She went to, you know, Scotland, all these, Spain and all this kind of stuff. So
right.
We're absolutely being fleeced here when it comes to Secret Service.
Well, this is not the first time this has happened either. It's happened before, but this time it's right in plain sight. And, of course, we are talking about somebody who may or may not wind up in jail.
My sense here, the more I see this, I doubt that he'll spend any time in jail. And, you know, we have a very liberal Department of Justice. The Delaware Attorney General, you know, that he can make these recommendations, but that doesn't mean that, you know, that would necessarily happen.
Right.
So they'll probably, give him house arrest and, you know, pay all these fines, which never really get paid, by the way.
Correct.
But there's nothing anymore that's separating us from any other corrupt country in the world. I'm just seeing it on paper. You know, when you start adding up all the things that are happening with, you know, Black Lives Matter buying this secret mansion for $6 million after they did all this kind of fundraising. By the way, that's in Southern California, and it, too, is 6,500 square feet.
Right.
You know, and then the hoaxes of Russiagate, the whole thing about the Biden laptop, which nobody wanted to talk about except for Fox and the New York Post going back to 2021.
Right.
Why do we look any different from any of these other corrupt countries? Because I don't think we do anymore.
Well, there's a lot of similarities for sure. By the way, Elon Musk has become the largest shareholder at Twitter, and I didn't realize 9.2% of the stock would make you do that. But there's some people that are going out of their way saying, man, you got to buy some more stock. You got to get in control of this. We want you to change Twitter. We want you to make it better.
Well, he doesn't necessarily need to buy more stock if he is – at 9%, I don't know who owns how much stock of Twitter, but I would say
Dorsey
that he has in fact. Well, we don't know what he necessarily owns.
Okay.
But I would say this, that he could have a large voting block, and employees of Twitter are absolutely having a fit. And Elon Musk sent out a tweet yesterday saying free speech.
Mm-hmm.
So they're kind of freaked out here, but it looks indeed like
this is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise.
There we go. Sorry about that. Go ahead.
It looks like he's doing a slow takeover.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good with that.
I got some, you know, we've had a lot of police officers shot this year while on duty as of April 1st, 101 to be exact. That's 63% increase from 2020. And the premeditated ambushes are up too. What the hell's going on here?
Well, you know what's going on. There's no consequence for, or very little consequence for these people that shoot police officers or, you know, do any kind of an attack. And that's because the district attorneys and these judges, again, it's not the police for lack of, you know, defunding the police. That's hardly where we really are on this. It's the district attorneys and the judges. And that's why, you know, people like Ketanji Jackson are so scary. That's at the high level of the Supreme Court, but you go down to the lower courts and you're finding the same activism, which again makes us lawless. Mm-hmm. You know, she wanted to enter the jail just because of COVID. Give me a break.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And, of course, her voting record is just, or I mean, her sentencing record is so great. You know, I heard that the other day. I couldn't believe how bad it was. As far as, you know, the giving people like 23% of what the sentence should have been and all that stuff. I mean, we're talking about some really serious stuff here.
Well, you know, we have something called sentencing recommendations.
Sure.
Okay? And a lot of work goes into that. And it is a range. You know, the what do they say? You know, 2 years to 6 years is the sentencing range kind of thing. And she always went below the sentencing range to the bottom and then cut that in half. So where's the consequence? You know, does a criminal, you know, if he's facing 5 years and he, you know, he gets 90 days, they're like, 90 days is nothing. You know, so again, we're lawless. Civil society is collapsing. And when you got these criminals, criminals manifest more criminals. So it makes it worse.
Yeah. All right. We will continue this conversation tomorrow morning. Have yourself a great day up here in the mountaintop and enjoy the weather. Okay. Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. And I will be right back.
Folks, it's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
America's ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, says she will seek to have Russia removed from the UN Human Rights Council. She's called the Kremlin's participation a farce during a press conference in Bucharest. Thomas-Greenfield says she will bring the matter before the council on Wednesday as soon as she returns to New York. Her move comes as the world decried the reports of mass killings in Ukraine as a war crime. Images from Bucha showed mass graves, some of them shallow, with bodies strewn in the streets. The Kremlin dismissed the allegations as Ukrainian subterfuge, but Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky used different words.
This is a war crime, he said, and it will be recognized by the world as genocide.
The translation by NBC News. The major indexes gained on Wall Street Monday with help from tech and comm stocks. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. And this edition of the Military and Veterans News brought to you by our friends at National Aviation Academy. The website is NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. They have two campuses where you can be trained to become an aviation maintenance technician. And I'm going to tell you about it right after they tell you about themselves.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses where they will train you to become an aviation maintenance technician. The first one I'm going to tell you about is in Clearwater, Florida. I'm in Tampa on this side of the bay. They're in Clearwater on the other side of the bay. The second one is in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside the city limits of Boston. Now, in either case, you can call them up at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour of one of those campuses. Now, here's what you'll get. Number one, you'll be able to talk to some students. Number two, you'll be able to talk to an instructor or two. And number three, you'll be able to talk to the financial people that'll help you either with the student loan process, or if you're a veteran, they'll help you with your GI Bill, get you the paperwork for that, and help you get through that. And they'll also verify that you have more than enough to get your degree with them and slide on into a tremendous career as an aviation maintenance technician. Because it is a great career. And don't let anybody fool you. You are your own, you are in control of your own destiny when you become an aviation maintenance tech. You can work anywhere. Now, a lot of guys will go over to Europe. Why will they do that? Because you're going to get more money. You're going to get more money. You can work in the States, but you're not going to make as much money as you would overseas. And if you work for a government contractor, well, obviously that's the creme de la creme. But you'll have an opportunity based on whatever it is that you decide to do at National Aviation. Now, the U.S. is sending an additional $300 million in military aid to the Ukraine. The Pentagon notified Congress that it was sending Ukraine this extra equipment. Now, that included laser-guided missiles and drones. A lot of drones. They're getting a lot of drones all of a sudden, and that's not going to be a bad deal. It could be very beneficial to them. We'll see. We'll see. Because this is a big deal that's going on over there right now with Ukraine and Russia. And I don't know where it's going to end. Now, we do know that we keep hearing the word tactical nukes. And it's not us talking about it, it's the Russians. And we'll see what happens. But I just find it hard to believe that they're going to be stupid enough to do that. Because that would result in not just World War III, but probably World War IV and a half. We'd kick it up a notch. Now, with everything that's going along, we also have to understand that Ukraine keeps looking for some fighter jets. Now, obviously, they'd love to get some of our F-15 or F-16 jets, but I don't think that's going to happen. Now, we've mothballed a lot of aircraft here lately, and why we couldn't see to it that we could get them over to them is beyond me, except we got some wimps in D.C. that are going, oh, we can't do that because the Russians might not like it. And, oh, we'll get ourselves into trouble. And, oh, they'll yell at us. And, oh, we don't want to be yelled by Vladdy. Oh, boy. Why don't you just grow set, boys, and do your job, for God's sake. By the way, we do know that the oil depot hit in Odessa by the Russians was a tit-for-tat thing, because a few days earlier, Ukrainian helicopters flew over and took out a oil depot right there just about 20 miles inside Russia from their country. So, if one can do it, the other can do it. And by the way, they fly those things literally a treetop, and you can't see them on the radar. You hear them, but you don't see them. And if you call it in, somebody says, I need the coordinates. You give them the coordinates, and there's nothing there. There's nothing there. They can't see anything because they're down below the radar height. And good pilots will take advantage of all that. You know that. That's what they do. Now, you heard us talk about the hypersonics, Denise and I, and they really aren't acknowledging the fact much about the hypersonics. Now, my question is, are they moving fast enough? Now, is the U.S. plan to develop hypersonic weapons moving in the right direction, or do we need these weapons at all? I think we probably need them, because of what they'll do. And one thing about it, when you fire those things, at a target straight down from where they come from. I don't know what's going to keep you from hitting the target. We do have the laser system they're starting to put in, and I watched them doing some things, and I rendered my 2 cents into the works. They seemed to think that was a pretty good idea, what I rendered. I said, why don't you take these things and point them up at the sky on an angle, knowing full well that if a missile had to come down from up above, you'd be able to intercept it with one of these and take it out. And one guy kind of laughed at me, and another guy said, that's not a bad idea. So I don't know where that's going to go, but it's to me, it's just a no-brainer. But then again, I don't know for sure. Now, don't forget, Title 42 coming up. What are they going to do? Well, if they drop it and get rid of it, we're going to have a run for the border in Mexico like you ain't never seen. And they're not going to be able to hold them back where they come across. They're not going to be able to hold them back. Because we'll have a couple hundred thousand or more people try to cross right off the bat, right in one area. Now, can we do something about it? Sure. Sure. Stop the mass migration. Stop the mass migration. Now, will that happen? I don't know. I'd like to hope so. I sure would like to hope so. So, again, we'll see what happens. All bets are off, as you well know. All bets are off. Now, we're coming back with the Watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski. And some of the things we're going to talk to him about are very pertinent in today's world. Number one, fearing losses in November, the big story is the fact that Democrats are flip-flopping on gas taxes when it comes to the state, several states that we're going to raise them because that's one of the few things they had to develop more revenue. We'll see if they're able to do that. Hopefully they will. Because any taxes they raise are going to come right back to bite them squarely in the butt. Watch and see. Okay, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is right around the corner, and we're going to get started here with him when we come back from this break, so don't go anywhere. I'll be right back with Moa.
The fact that some advisor who never worked on our staff expressed an opinion that I completely disagree with in terms of the voters is no reflection on the actual process that was run.
He's coming back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Take it away. Captain.
You betcha. Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. And my conversation with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is brought to you by our friends at Moss Acura. Now, Moss is spelled M-A-U-S, and if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you are going to love Moss Acura. The powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a new, more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, and comes with a 345-horsepower engine. Now, you think that's really something? How about this one? It comes with MossCare, which free oil changes entire rotations for life. And they honor those who have served our country with a You Serve, You Save program for active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too, where you'll get a great deal on a vehicle. Now, they're located at North Florida Avenue, right next to Moss Nissan. Find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them your captain sent you. When you do, you might be surprised at the end result. They're only 30 minutes north of downtown St. Pete, about 20 minutes north of downtown Tampa. All righty, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is back with us. Hello, Mr. Watchdog.
How you doing?
Is it cold up there?
Yeah, it's still cold.
Okay. Well, it was like 85 here yesterday. It's going to be 85 again today. Come on down.
The trunk of my car still got all my winter gear and stuff in there when I go to the kids' games in the late in the afternoon. And freezing my butt off on the sideline. So, yes, I got to bring everything.
Now, don't you have one of your was it your son where they had an all-star tournament or something down here and you came down for it?
They had various different like showcases and things like that, usually in the wintertime.
Okay, but now he's got a scholarship and he's away at college, right?
No, that one did that too. That my younger one came down this past year, and my daughter plays. I have one in college and two in high school.
Okay, all right, okay. So you're getting there.
Yeah, on the way. I got two more years of high school, and then my bills would get even higher.
Yeah. Yes, they will. Well, I'll tell you what. We got to look at the price of now. Joe Biden told us he's going to release 1 million barrels of oil a day, and the prices are going to come down, and we're going to get this all going and all that. Did you take a look at the price of oil and gasoline today, my friend?
Yeah, despite, again, a lot of it had to do with, again, Saudi Arabia saying that they're upping their prices, which they did. Russia's still selling a lot of oil at deep, deep discounts, kind of like a la money laundering.
Yeah.
Going to buy it, and people are going to step up and buy it. Countries will do it. There's no doubt about that. But again, you know, the only way out of this situation is greater supply. But you're gonna see some stories out there talking about how the oil companies are not developing oil fields and drilling. You can't, based upon certain fields just don't work. The economics don't work. If the government's going to continue to pass all this onerous regulation and make it too expensive, if you're going to open up an ice cream store down the street and the government says that you have to pay all these, ice cream taxes, whatever it may be, so it doesn't make it worthwhile, you're not going to open up the ice cream store. It's the same concept.
Yeah. Let me try to help you out a little bit. We might have 9,300 permits out there or places where they've applied for permits. But we also have what's called a survey, an ecological survey that has to be done before they drill on anything. And I found out the other day that they've only done the surveys on about a third of the 9,000, which means there's over 6,000 that the surveys haven't been done on yet, nor are they going to be done anytime soon. They're slow walking all this. So what the hell do you think is going to happen?
Well, again, that's the government sometimes with some of the things that they have to put forward, but just the simple carbon tax at $51 per ton, $7 per ton under Trump is it's a huge difference, without a doubt. And that makes, when we constantly are changing these numbers all over the place, it makes it difficult for any business to say whether or not it's going to be a worthwhile investment, and people will hold off.
Now, West Texas crude went up about $4.18 a barrel yesterday. Brent crude went up about $3.39 a barrel yesterday. I'm looking at it right now, and it looks like it's still up. Are you seeing that?
I didn't leap. Pull up my...
I got everything's in green right here, which tells me the prices are up.
Well, yeah. Check here. Oil, yeah, up slightly this morning. I got Brent at 108. Right now.
So, again, thank you very much, Joe Biden, for doing a great job. Well, we're going to release all this oil and the prices are going to go down. No, they're not.
No,
they're not.
It's based upon...
They think we're...
What the thing is going to be done to you, and it's just not enough. 1 million doesn't... If you take Russian oil off the market, that's 3 million barrels.
Yep.
1 million's not going to fill that.
No, and they think we're stupid, that we're going to fall for this. Well, if you're paying attention and you know what goes on... You're not going to fall for it. It's not true. I said so when they said they were going to do it. I said, it's not going to help. People looked at me like I was nuts.
Well, this is the thing. It's just like hiding in plain sight. They'll talk around these things and try to appease certain people, but this is what they want. Everybody needs to understand this. This is the thing that everybody is missing, okay? You get some Democrats that actually will admit to it. But they're happy about this. This is by design. This is what they always wanted.
Yeah.
What's happening right now for the Ukraine and Russia, as awful as it is, the environmentalists, they really, this is great for them. This is right up their alley.
Now, A Democratic strategist came out and said the U.S. has lost confidence in Joe Biden and we're headed right straight into a recession. I don't know if that's true or not, but they're talking about, you know, some of these indicators that are out there, and they're not looking good. And I don't think we're going to be jumping for joy anytime soon, but I don't know that I'd use the R word just yet, or should I?
I mean, I could care less. You know, recessions happen. They do. It's two quarters of negative economic growth. I do think that it's coming our way. And quite frankly, I kind of almost wish that the Fed would raise rates even faster to almost, you know, pull us out, because, you know, the inflationary spiral that we're in right now is really not healthy. You're seeing major pullbacks by consumers. There was a conference call last week from one of the retailers, and the guy, it was like, sounded apocalyptic almost. It just is how bad his business was at this point in time, because people are just, they're pulling back, and the supply chains and all the issues we have. So yeah, I mean, this is something that needs to be dealt with. And would I be surprised in the slightest if we hit a recession? No, I would not.
No, and some people it's going to hurt, and some people it's not. It just all depends on how you get yourself buffered here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I said, you know, when people have to spend more on staples, they're going to cut back elsewhere. And that's just the reality. You know, more money on your gas, more money on food, more money on heating your home. It's, again, people are going to cut back elsewhere.
Well, I got the gas situation solved. I've got a pair of roller skates. I'll be the one on the bridge coming across with the broom up in the air with the bed sheet and the roller skates.
There you go.
Oh, my God. All right, so what should we be looking for the next day or so? Is the market going to rise to the occasion? I mean, what's going to happen?
Listen, you know, a lot of it is, everything right now is pretty much headline-driven. What's happening around the globe and you know, there's the myriad of issues. What's happening? Yeah. Lockdowns. And obviously, we all know what's happening with Russia and Ukraine. And, riding on a lot.
Listen to this headline. Russia's grand plan to undermine the U.S. dollar. Isn't that just ducky?
Well, that's something that we always have fought very, very vigorously, is any sort of pushback. I mean, let's be honest here. If the dollar wasn't the world's reserve currency, we wouldn't be allowed to have these $30 trillion in debt. That wouldn't be possible. What they want to do is kind of almost something that I wish we would do, quite frankly, is they want to have a commodity-based ruble where there's an actual backing based upon a basket of commodities. And it's kind of smart.
Okay. All right, my friend, I got to let you go. You're going to get cut off by the computer, but have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, my buddy up there, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Check it out. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.